Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Giants and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Darryl Spencer. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Davey Williams. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tookie Gilbert. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Coslow. Pitching for the New York Giants, Dave Coslow. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Greengrass. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Borkowski. Batting seventh. The catcher, Andy Semenik. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jackie Collum. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Jackie Collum. And now, play ball. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a fly ball into left field. Greengrass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thompson scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive towards third. Spencer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is called out on strikes. One out. Tookie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Semenik settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is called out on strikes. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski hits a line drive into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Andy Semenuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenuk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Coslow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coslow hits a fly ball into left field. Green grass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Collum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collum hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Collum moves to second. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball towards right. Irvin catches it and throws to first to double up Temple. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Irvin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell who is chasing the ball. Spencer reaches third base with a triple. Irvin goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Giants. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Tookie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 0 for 1 in the game. Gilbert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spencer scores. Williams moves to third. It's 3-0, Giants. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Westrum is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dave Coslow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 4-0, Giants. Dave Coslow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coslow is 0 for 1 in the game. Coslow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0 for 1 in the game. Greengrass hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kluszewski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Giants. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Borkowski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0-for-1 in the game. Semenik hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Borkowski moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. Dark hits a pop-up towards third. Adam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Jackie Colum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colum is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Colum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Adams moves to second. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0-for-2 in the game. Greengrass hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coslow fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Spencer is hit by the pitch. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Temple fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Tookie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gilbert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Colum fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Borkowski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Semenik hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Borkowski moves to second. Jackie Colum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Colum hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Borkowski moves to third. McMillan moves to second. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Borkowski scores. McMillan scores. Colum moves to second. It's 4-3, Giants. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Ray Noble now catching. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. Adams hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 3. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Noble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noble hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Semenik settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-3 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Noble settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0-for-3 in the game. Greengrass hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Borkowski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 3. The Giants will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-3 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Dark reaches second base with a double. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dark moves to third. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. he's got one RBI. Irvin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dark scores. Thompson moves to second. It's 5-3, Giants. Ruben Gomez pinch runs for Monty Irvin. Frank Smith now pitching. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Spencer reaches second base with a double. Thompson scores. Gomez moves to third. It's 6-3, Giants. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tookie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gilbert is walked intentionally. Ray Noble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noble is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Noble strikes out. Two outs. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilhelm strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Don Mueller now playing right field. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Semenik takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McMillan is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Markey pinch hits for Frank Smith. Bob Markey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall pinch hits for Johnny Temple. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Reds 3. The Giants will come to bat. Clyde King now pitching. Rocky Bridges now playing second base. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-4 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski scoops it up and throws to first, with King covering, for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Dark hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-4 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Greengrass hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 6, and Cincinnati Reds, 3. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.